So Saron Haptics is technology which, to put it simply, allows you to feel something moving in your skin, and not on the tip of your finger or in one location, such as previous haptic technology, but actually it can move over a very large area of your skin, like over back or over chest. It depends where you put the display.
So how do viewers or game players experience haptics?
Well, it really depends on how you specifically implement it, right? So in the current implementation, what we did, we took a chair and added pad on a seat on the back. So when you sit and play a game or watch a movie, you can feel events happening in front of you on the screen, in the back or in your thighs. So something moving, something hitting you, something maybe slightly tapping on your back, and it's special, right? So things which happen on the left happen on the left, things happen on the right happen on the right. And if things move from left to right, you will feel things moving from left to right on your back, for example. So say, imagine, for example, you are driving a car, another car passing you, and you can feel very slight motion of the wind on your back. Now, of course, these sensations are not direct physical simulation of the real wind. The technology is not that far advanced to simulate such a detailed physical phenomena, such as wind. But it gives very clear feeling of motion on the skin, and area would move on your skin, and it's quite pleasant. So it does give a really good symbolic representation of what's happening in what you see.
Now, I understand that this Saron Haptics technology is being implemented in a driving simulation game. If I were to play this game, what would I experience?
You would feel things passing by, you would feel hitting objects, you would feel your tires skidding on the road, or you sliding on the road, or drifting. You would feel when you scratch the side of your car on the side of the road, all these kind of effects we can create. And it really adds to the sense of immersion, so it really makes you feel more immersed in the game, enjoy the game better.
Okay, we have lifelike vision with 3D, lifelike sound with surround sound, and now a lifelike sensation of feeling or touch with Saron Haptics. What about the two other senses, smell and taste? To complete the lifelike experience, is your lab looking at addressing them as well?
Absolutely, yes. I think this will have a lot to do with haptics, but sense of smell, sense of taste is definitely something we are quite interested in. And it's there, but you know, we're moving to the more and more kind of subtle sensation. I can see. It would be interesting if you play the game and a part of the game you actually have to eat something and feel, taste of objects you eat. But maybe something very subtle, like a smell or taste of the salt if you're driving by the sea, right? So things like that create very strong emotional triggers, which makes you believe you are there. That is very interesting for me. Since I'm working for Disney, and Disney is all about storytelling, any technology which can improve and make stories more believable, more immersive, more enjoyable, any of these technologies, you know, we are interested in this. So absolutely, taste, smell, sense of physical locomotion of the body, other sensations, we are absolutely interested in them.
Dr. Pipiryev, while it's clear of the entertainment value of this technology, are there any other applications that could use Saron Haptics?
Well, the clear application is applications for people who are blind, right? So people who has visual impairments. You can easily imagine having it embedded in the jacket, so which can help you to feel the world around you as you're moving through it. So it can give super tactile abilities for you to understand when things are passing you by. The defense and security, definitely in other applications. People who, like firefighters and people who have this extreme dangerous professions, to be able to feel the dangerous thing around you or communicating with each other. So communication is another example of applications where people can communicate with each other's haptic sensations. So maybe if somebody taps you on the back, somebody may be able to tap you on the back being, you know, thousands of kilometers away, say hello, how are you doing, or be careful about the things on the right. What happens when people are placed in an environment where there's a lot of things happening, such as, you know, a fire in a house, often our visual senses are overwhelmed by everything that's happening around you. And haptics is a very good alert sensation which brings our attention to things that happens around you. So that's another application which you can think about. We're also interested to embed displays in small handheld devices. I wouldn't say mobile phones, but maybe gaming controls you hold in a hand, remote controllers, things you hold in your hand, because if you make the shaders very small, I think you can also draw on a palm or create motions in the palm of your hand, so you can feel something, you know, moves inside of on your hand. So all these applications we're looking into. But right now we have to start somewhere. So we started with a chair. And the reason we started with a chair is because within Disney we have a lot of properties which use chair. We have movie theaters, we have games, we have rides, and so chairs seemed like a natural starting point for this exploration.